Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
And welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and if you were listening yesterday, you know that we had a guest scheduled for a marvelous publication called Twilight of the Gods. Eric von Daniken is the man that authored the material, but Giorgio Tsoulalos was going to be my guest today. However, that's not possible. Why? Because he's out on site filming a movie with the History Channel. So this came up, and there was no way that he could make the interview, but we've rescheduled him for October. So what does that mean? It means today is going to be an open mic day. That's right. So you can call in and chat with me anytime during this hour. And the toll-free number that you can call into is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Well, someone sent me an email. Oh, by the way, when you call in, all I need is your first name or your initial, and I always like to know where you're calling in from. Someone sent me what they called the donkey story. Now, maybe you've heard it. I know I have. But I think it has such a poignant lesson in it. And this is how the story goes. One day, a farmer's donkey falls down into a well. Now, of course, the animal is just braying and braying for hours. And poor farmer, I mean, here you've got this very, very narrow well space. His donkey is down there, and he just doesn't know what to do. He doesn't have a crane. He doesn't have any modern equipment. He's out in the middle of nowhere. That's the way it goes. Well, finally, he just got so desperate, he just didn't know what to do. He realized that this is a donkey that's been with him for a lot of years, and the well was dry, was going to have to be covered up anyway, so he decided they couldn't get to the animal. There was nothing they could do. The well was far too deep, and he decided that he would invite his neighbors over, few though they might be, to help him, and they all brought their shovels. And what he said is, we need to just go ahead and bury the poor donkey because there's just nothing I can do. Well, for those of us that love animals, that would be absolutely horrific to just not do anything but just dump the dirt into the well. However, they started shoveling, and they had a lot of dirt that they had available to shovel in. Now, the donkey, when they started throwing the dirt in, got very quiet. Prior to this, he'd been making noise all the time. As soon as they started shoveling the dirt in, he stopped making noise. The farmer, after they'd been doing this for about an hour or so, he managed to look down the well. He was amazed at what he saw. With every shovel of dirt that hit the donkey's back, the donkey was doing something the farmer never, ever anticipated he would do. That dirt, he'd just shake off his back, the donkey would, and he'd step up on the fresh dirt. Well, the neighbors and the farmer started shoveling more rapidly because the animal had figured out something that they had not figured out. And that was that with every bit of dirt that was thrown on him, he'd shake it off and step up. Before long, after a few hours, with all of their effort jointly being done, the donkey stepped up over the edge of the well and was just happy and healthy. Now, I really liked the little statement after this story. And like I said, maybe you've heard different versions of that story. But this is what the story had at the very end. Life is going to shovel dirt on you, all kinds of dirt. The trick is to get out of the well, the hole that you might be in, to shake the dirt off and take a step up. Each challenge that we have in life is a stepping stone. And we can get out of the deepest wells just by not stopping, never giving up. Shake it off and take a step up. Then, at the end of the email, it said, free your heart from hatred, forgive. Free your mind from worries. Most never happen. Live simply and appreciate what you have. Give more, expect less. I think those are very, very positive words. And I think it's so important. We are going through very challenging times. But, you know, I don't know of a time when they haven't been challenging. I really don't. When you're in the moment, wherever you are in that moment, that's what you've got to work with. The donkey in the story was smart enough to realize that something was happening. How could he make it work for him? And he had to have patience. He had to be consistent in what he did. And this animal that a lot of people would say didn't have the brains of a, you know what, by golly, had more brains than the farmer and all of the neighbors had. He figured out what he needed to do. And then, once it was found out what he had figured out, everybody around him was happy to support him. And I think that so often we have situations in life that occur. And sometimes we may be in a situation where we have really screwed up. Have you ever done that? Oh, my goodness, I've done that in my life. Where I have gotten myself into a situation all because I didn't do something properly, or I didn't think things through. Or I can remember even when I was younger where I'd make excuses, it's their fault, it's not my fault. A lack of a sense of personal responsibility. Just about everybody does that. But if you're mature enough, you realize the personal responsibility starts with you. And sometimes life does shove a lot of dirt on you. So the key is, what are you going to do with it? How are you going to use it? And you want to step up out of your hole of self-pity, and you want to be able to stand on firm ground of your own right action, whatever that might be. Life is never a straight line. That's one of the things that I'll tell people over and over and over again. So many times we go to movies or we read novels or something where absolutely miraculous things happen. But have you ever noticed in just about every fable that has ever been written, in every story regarding accomplishment, there's always some tremendous difficulties that people go through? For some reason in life, we just seem to have to go through the garbage. We don't know. We think we're taking shortcuts, and we ending up in maybe a big pool of quicksand, or we find ourselves up to our earlobes in mucky muck. That's life. And as so many times the old saying is, it's what you do with what you have that makes a difference. And it is so important for us to take that positioning of personal responsibility. I dare you to go look at any time in history when there hasn't been a war somewhere where somebody as a politician or some leader hasn't done something really stupid. What is bothersome is when people do not want to self-correct, and they think they can go along doing the same thing over and over and over again and not have to make any adjustments. Well, if we just take care of our own space, believe it or not, take that positioning of personal responsibility, you'll be amazed at how your paradigms can change. And sometimes it requires that you stand up and speak out. And that isn't always easy to do. Because so many times we're told to acquiesce. We are told, as I was told when I was growing up, keep your mouth shut, don't say anything, and for heaven's sake, don't ever challenge authority. Sound a little familiar? I bet you some of you were taught the same thing. The truth is that life is a challenge. There are no shortcuts in experience, and if you don't get it at one level in life, I guarantee you, life's teachers are going to give it to you in another level. It's just the way it is. I know of a lady in her 80s that ended up missing $2 million because of a banking system that didn't put the right information in on the computer. She ended up having to take him to court. And they said, well, you didn't use your account. She said, so what? That was my money. Things like this happen. You'd say, why should this happen to someone in their 80s? Why should it happen to someone that maybe has inherited a trust and they're just in their late teens, early 20s? Why should it happen to them? It's just what goes on. So this person that's in their 80s is having to face up to the challenge. And you know what happened with this? This person became invigorated. Yes. This person in their 80s, she got spitting mad, and she said, we're going to resolve this. Do you know what? Just like in the story with the farmer and the donkey, there were people that were willing to help. And boy, what they dug up was amazing. So these are things that can happen to you in life. It's not good. It's not bad. It is just life. And if you're wise, you'll grow from it. If you're like the donkey, once you step out of the well, you'll make darn sure you never get back in it again. Because you'll know you don't need to be back in it again. But your resourcefulness will have served you well, and you can move on to a different place, a different space. And that is what life really is all about. And you're constantly growing and expanding. And when you're not, well, you'll be 6 feet under. Life is not going to be fair in many instances, but I really like the story of the donkey because I think it gives a marvelous illustration of how, through resourcefulness, patience, due diligence, and attentiveness, you can change your life. And that is a fact. This is Donna Sebo. Today is an open mic day. My guest was not able to make it because of doing a film with the History Channel. And the number, if you want to call in and chat with me, telephone lines are open for this entire program, 888-815-9756. Now, quickly, I want to mention to you, if you have had some unique paranormal experiences, I'd love to hear your story. I'm putting together a collection of stories. I'm aiming for 100, and I would like to have it before the end of this year, please. All I need to have you do is send me your story. Send it via email to donna@delphiinternational.com. And, of course, I need your contact information as well because I'm putting all of this in a file, and when we're ready to put it into book form, then we'll be in touch with you to make sure that everything is in order with the publisher and so on and so forth. So I'd love to have your story, whether it's regarding precognitive dreams, out-of-body experiences, you name it, I'd love to hear your story. Why? Because your story could make a difference in somebody else's life. I'll be sharing some of my stories in the book, too, but I'd like to hear yours because you are unique, and you never know when your story could assist someone else get through a very difficult time in their lives. Here in the Pacific Northwest, we are definitely into fall, and we are having a light, misty rain that's falling, and I had a plant that was given to me by a friend, and it's absolutely beautiful. It was a chrysanthemum, and I just loved it. It was just brilliant, brilliant, bright yellow, and it just absolutely is gorgeous. And I came across this poem by Selma Ortiz, and I thought this was so nice. She said, there's something about a chrysanthemum so grand, it whisks the chill away, so beautiful, its golden face could launch a thousand dawns. Well, mine wasn't golden, but it was brilliantly clear, sunshine yellow. And it is just a marvelous, marvelous flower. I really think when you give flowers to people, the colors do make a difference. Maybe one day I'll be able to share with you the information on how to do flower readings. Yes, I've done those. Those are a lot of fun. I used to do them in my classes. And what I would do with my students, I'll share with you this information quickly because it's a marvelous, marvelous exercise. But it is something where people in the class, I'd say, I want you to bring in your flower arrangements, whatever you want, big, little, small, I don't care, but I want you to design them. And if you should decide you want to get something from a store, you need to be sure that it's really what you want. You really want to choose what resonates with you. And then when you come into class, I won't be in the room. And I'll have a table set up, and you put all your flowers on the table. And so I would do this with my students, and it was always a joy to come in after all the students, because then I didn't know who had what, who belonged to what. And then I would proceed to start talking about the use of colors, flowers, their meanings, and how they tell a story when they're in an arrangement. And it's amazing the information that you can get about someone who brings a bouquet of flowers to you or who arranges them in a pot. It's really a fascinating, fascinating experience. And I'd come out in the class and I would then read the flowers. Everything matters, from the type of container to the way the flowers are arranged, the colors, their lengths. It's amazing. I'll share with you a quick little story. This was with Reverend Humble, who was one of my teachers many years ago. Very, very fine man. And this is how I learned to read the flowers, because he did it for us in a class. And he talked about how in one class he had this student that had brought in flowers. They had just picked the flowers. And they weren't, they were in water, they hadn't been laid out, and a number of the parts of the arrangement wilted. They died almost immediately. And he, when he looked at this, he said, someone is ill. Someone is very ill. These flowers were just recently picked, and they're dying. And he found out who the student was, and he encouraged the student to go get a medical exam. Said, something's wrong here, because there is this that is causing all of these plants to die. Now, it may sound a little strange, but do you know what? The person went and had a checkup, and they found they had a serious condition that they were not consciously aware of. But the arrangement they had brought in responded to that patterning. Now, that may sound a little far-fetched to some of you, but Reverend Humble had seen this happen over and over again. He said he would see it sometimes happen with people that were going through deep, deep, deep grief. He said it's as if the life is literally sucked out of the flowers. And then there are so many other stories that I can share, so many wonderful, wonderful experiences I've had. But I found it was a terrific tool, and it's a lot of fun to do. It really, really is. So maybe one day I'll be able to demonstrate it. Maybe I'll have something like on YouTube or what have you, so you can be able to see it. Regardless, if you want to call in and chat with me today, it's open mic for the entire program. And all you need to do is call 888-815-9756. Now, I wanted to share some concepts here. I know school has started. And I know so many of you out there are working and you're watching your dollars and you're really wanting to make sure that you get your best value. To my amazement, I got some information on the best days for shopping. And some of you like to shop thrift stores. Every once in a while, I like to go into thrift stores. You never know what you're going to find. You can find jewelry. I found material that was all covered with these magnificent beads. In fact, one of my Renaissance costumes, the whole batch of material and the pearls and everything that were on the material cost me all of $9. And I had a costume that to this day is just utterly spectacular. So you never know what you're going to find. Well, in your thrift stores and in your consignment stores, they will often let you know when they're going to have special days for sales and discounts and so on and so forth. Well, apparently, there are patterns among retailers. And so I thought I'd share this with you. It may not be significant, but hey, why not? We need to know, because those pennies, nickels, and dimes make a difference. And if you're needing to fresh up your wardrobe and you're always interested in sales, just keep these particular days in mind. Now, Mondays. Mondays apparently are great for buying slacks. It is absolutely terrific. Another beginning of the week buy are sunglasses. Now, of course, we're coming into the fall of the year, so that doesn't surprise me. But whether you're shopping for men or women's slacks, pants, whatever term you want to use, they say go on Monday, and you may save up to 48% on the price. Now, Tuesdays are a good day to go shopping for guys' clothes. This is the absolute best day of the week. And in the men's department, you may get up to 42% off. And Wednesday, apparently, that is a day when there will be clothing on, there will be clothing on sale for the kids. And you might have, again, a deep discounts of 40%. Also, shoe sales. Shoe sales. You can have 38%. And, oh, let me give you a tip on shoes. This is something I learned just recently. I am one of these power walkers. I mean, I'm out there and I just go a mile a minute. Well, most of the time when I buy shoes, I buy tennis shoes, whether they were inexpensive or they were more expensive, in the women's department, they didn't have the cushioning. I got so disappointed over this over and over again. I was told a secret by a salesman, and this was a couple of months ago, and he was right. If you're going to buy tennis shoes and you have tender feet and you want to have a good cushioning, ladies, go in to the men's department. Check out the men's shoes. If you like shopping at any of these warehouse places, whatever, check out the men's sizes. And unless you're really tiny in the feet, if you wear a size 6 or 7, you can usually take a smaller size in the men's shoe, and believe me, there's a difference in how they're made. That's what he gave me. He said, try on this size. It should fit you. And he said, don't worry that it's a men's. I put those shoes on, and I'm telling you, it was like walking on air. And they have been awesome, and they have plenty of cushioning. And I bought one pair that I was out of the women's department, and I'm telling you, it makes a difference. That women's shoe does not have the cushioning. Go for the guys' department, ladies. If you can get the size to fit you, they are made better than the women's. It's just amazing. Okay, Thursday, gals, it's a great time to do shopping for handbags. And, you know, you save over 30%. Usually Friday, accessories, jewelries, belts, scarves, whatever, accessories. Fridays, that's when they go on sale. And Saturdays, underwear. I know it sounds corny, but there's a method to this madness. So if you can just get that information and keep it tucked away and just say, all right, let me check it out, see if it's true, and let me know. But it is amazing how many times that really works. So if you're into saving money, that may be something you just want to keep in mind. All right. Now, I have some information here on pharmaceuticals, and I think it is so important. Too often, we may find that we're taking pharmaceuticals, and there are serious side effects. If you haven't checked with your pharmacist, which is the person who, that person is the one that really is knowledgeable about chemistry. And a good pharmacist will always tell you side effects, what you need to be aware of. If there's anything else that you're taking, talk to your pharmacist. They will give you the inside stuff. They really will. I can tell you that's the truth because of personal experience I've had, not just with myself, but with members of family. But this is something in the way of information that I think is very important. There have been so many recalls in the drug industry. I think that this is one of the biggest periods for recalls because more and more information is out there. The Johnson & Johnson McNeil Consumer Healthcare subsidiary has pulled millions of bottles of over-the-counter drugs, including some types of Tylenol, Benadryl, and Motrin. These have been removed from pharmacy shelves since 2009. Now, there could have been some manufacturing problems. They could have been tainted. However, the consumer is not always finding out about these recalls. So this is some information I wanted to share with you because I think it's important. The drug maker typically announces the number of recalled lots, a manufacturing term with no standard definition. The FDA cannot force a company to disclose to the public specifics about the number of tablets, bottles, or people affected. It also lacks the power of the Consumer Product Safety Commission and National Highway Transportation and Safety Administration, both of which those two organizations can force a recall. A manufacturer is not required to tell the public which retail stores sold the drugs. Although in the past, with certain situations that have gone on, there have been announcements that will reveal the state and the county that it's sold within. Now, when a prescription drug is recalled, many pharmacies and membership stores can contact each affected customer. But what if it's an over-the-counter product? Well, consumers are going to have to pay attention to media reports. And you may have to go to various websites to find out about it. Or, just like I said in the beginning, talk to your pharmacist. Your pharmacist is alert to all of this stuff. They know. They get these daily reports. And when you have recalls that are, let's say, maybe they've been done like last week, there is an information number that you can call. It is toll-free. It's 888-222-6036, 888-222-6036. And you can also go to their website. It's called McNeilProductRecall.com. That's M-C-N-E-I-L, productrecall.com. Now, the manufacturers for various drugs usually release their own recall announcement, and then the FDA will repost the releases. However, Consumer Reports found that there was a timing issue they were concerned with, as they cited a story about a recent recall of free samples of the prescription blood thinner Coumadin. It's also known by warfarin, and the manufacturer seems to have initiated a recall well before the company's news release was posted. So the company sent a letter to healthcare practitioners that was dated June 25th, and the public release was dated July the 12th. So that was a big gap in time. The FDA reposted the release on the 12th and posted its own safety alert on the 14th. Now, these are some very important points that Consumer Reports gives out to people, and I would pass them along to you. If you are taking medication, you want to use one pharmacy for all of your drugs. And be sure and let your pharmacist know if you are on other medications, what you are using in the way of an over-counter drug, if that is what you are looking at. Now, this comes from Carmen Catazzone, who is the executive director of the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy. Why is this important? Well, the pharmacy can track your medications and prevent interactions, and at the same time, they can alert you if there is any kind of a recall, especially of an OTC drug. Now, if you get medicine and your pills have an unusual odor, they stick together or shaped differently, you want to get right back to your pharmacy. Don't take them. Take them right back to your pharmacy. And you need to pay attention. If you hear about a recall, check the medication you're taking. And you can go to FDA.gov, and ConsumerReportsHealth.org, ConsumerReportsHealth.org, for recall announcements. And again, I want to bring up a very important fact. Talk to your pharmacist. Also, you can go to recalls.gov. Maybe you've got a member of your family that's taking 13 or 14 medications. It seems rather ridiculous, but that is what happens with some people. You can sign up there on their site, and they'll send you email alerts from all government safety agencies. Now, apparently, this past July, there was a bill that was introduced that would give FDA mandatory recall authority for drugs and require manufacturers to notify the agency when they believe the drugs in interstate commerce are misbranded or adulterated and could cause harm or both. But I think we as consumers need to be really vigilant and pay attention. So I thought I would share that with you because it is important. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. When we come back, if you want to chat with me, 888-815-9756 is the telephone number to call into. Spooky story to share with you. What does your car tell about you? A little bit of this, a little bit of that, including maybe a very special story about a very special canine. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sivo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Donna Sivo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Now, phone line is open. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. Now, quick like a bunny, I want to let you know the people that are coming up for the rest of this week. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about laughter, tears, and silence. Practito Dove is going to be my guest. And then we're going to be talking on Friday with Ripley's, believe it or not, Tim O'Brien. They've got a new book out, Enter If You Dare. Spooky stuff, weird things. Of course, that's what Ripley was all about. So we've got a dynamic group of people that are with us this week, and I hope you and your friends will have a chance to be with us. Oh, and don't forget, those of you who are listening in Washington State, I am going to be doing an appearance at the Emerald Spiral Expo on September 25th, which is a Saturday. This is a one-day event, 9 until 5, and I'm going to be there doing readings, but there are so many wonderful things going on. We had Susan Harmon on yesterday, and this is an event that is just great because you can talk with the people that are there. You're going to have all kinds of people involved in all kinds of stuff, and I'm going to be there doing many readings, plus having a buku arrangement of books that you'll be able to select from if you're interested. So just know you come out to Kent Commons in Kent, Washington. Go to the website emeraldspiral.com, emeraldspiral.com. You'll find out the directions. This is free to the public. You come in. It is wonderful. Good food, good people, nice environment, and you can just have a wonderful day. Bring the kids. It's a good thing to do. And we just have a great time. It gives me a chance to talk to a lot of the people that are in the area, which is always a lot of fun. Anyway, Saturday, September 25th, 9 to 5, the Emerald Spiral Expo. And I will be there. Hope you'll come by and say hello when you do come out. Well, I wanted to share a story with you. I did an interview with James Lowe this morning, and you can go into my newsletter on my website and find out about where he is. But we do interview, maybe about once a month, and then he has it on his show, which is on Sundays. And we discussed dreams today. And this is a story about a man, Elias Howe, who was very much involved in the Industrial Revolution. And that was in the 1800s when that really started happening. Now, he received on September 10th, 1846, a patent for a machine that was developed because he was having nightmares. Aha! Does that intrigue you? It should. Now, in 1837, how Mr. Howe, he lost his job. Sort of sounds like what's going on today. He decided, and he was a machinist, that he wanted to do whatever he could, naturally, to have work. So he went to a Boston machine shop. Now, there were new machines that he was observing that were spinning and weaving with just amazing accuracy and efficiency. These were relatively new. And all kinds of people, when they saw these new machines coming out, decided, maybe I could come up with something. And Howe and a lot of other people decided they wanted to find out that there was a way of making a mechanical sewing machine. Now, we take so much for granted today. We don't realize what was the initiating factor. And the old saying is, necessity is the mother of invention, and that is what this is. Now, he worked on this machine for a lot of years, and no matter what he tried to do, it wouldn't happen. He was trying to develop a lock stitch system. Well, one day, Elias Howe was sitting at his workbench and he fell asleep. He had a dream. Now, in this dream, there were savages in an African jungle who were chasing him, and they eventually captured him, and they threatened his life unless he finished the machine. Well, no matter how hard in the dream he tried to escape, he just couldn't get away. He was tied hand and foot, and he was slung from a pole. Now, Howe was taken to their village and dumped into a huge cauldron of water. The fire was lit beneath the cauldron, and he was surrounded by very, very intimidating, fiercely painted warriors. Now, the ropes in his dream that were binding him got loose, and he regained the use of his hands and feet, and he tried to climb out of the pot, but he was repeatedly pushed back into this cauldron that was going to be boiling within a period of time by the spears of the cannibals. He noticed something unusual about their spears. There were eye-shaped holes in their spears. Well, he woke up after that one. And he was just drenched in perspiration. But all of a sudden, he realized the connection. Holes in the point of the spear. He said, that is the solution to what I've been working on for years. With a hole in the sharp end of the needle instead of the blunt end of the needle, a system of gears could be worked out to poke the needle through layers of fabric, wrap it around a second thread, and pull it back up. He worked on this. His particular sewing machine was so efficient it could sew 250 stitches a minute, outpacing five expert hand sewers known for their speed of hand stitchery. Well, that made a big change. Can you imagine in that time in the 1800s? When mostly everything was sewn by hand, that a machine would come in and revolutionize the lives of women, the lives of people that worked as servants, affected the clothing manufacturing industry. It went on and on and on. And today we have incredible machines that are able to stitch at such a speed. Now, sewing machines now are so computerized that you can literally, like my sister-in-law, put a pattern in your machine and put it on any piece of fabric you want. Incredible stuff. So, don't ever knock a dream. It may give you the solution to something that could change the world in a very special way. Elias Howe. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. Toll free worldwide. And all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And then after that, just sit back, relax. Of course, I always like to know where you're calling in from. And then let me tell you what I perceive about you as a person. People make a difference. Now, that could be said on many levels. good, bad, or indifferent. But so often, the thoughtfulness of people goes unnoticed because we might just take things for granted. I was talking with someone just yesterday who said that they were so upset with members of their family who never even said thank you. They had done a lot of things for particular members of their family, and they were never even so much as given a thank you, I really appreciate your thoughtfulness. They said, we didn't need any more than that. Well, kindness, good manners, and thoughtfulness go a long way. And I'm sure you can think of someone that slighted you or was so rude and arrogant they just assumed that your thoughtful actions were due them. Well, it doesn't take long to burn out with a person like that. You don't want to be around them. If you can't be appreciated, then you're going to move on to another space. Well, there are many, many people in this world that maybe they don't expect anything in return, but they just do something spontaneous in a moment. And this is, these are a couple of notes that I will share with you. And it comes out of an article called The Circle of Kindness, and I'll share some of those thoughtful things. Let's go to our first caller for the day. Welcome to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Michael, and I'm calling from Carmel.
Hi, Michael. Welcome to the show.
I've called once before about my son, and your advice was great. He did get a job, and he's quite happy.
Oh, I'm so glad, Michael. That's great. Well, you better get your pens out because you're going to be busy writing. Apparently, there is some kind of an opportunity for you to be involved with a committee. And there is all of this writing that I'm looking at, and I believe it's going to be a volunteer positioning of some kind. And as you're making your notes, you've got to be sure that you have writing items, writing pens, that are going to flow very easily and rapidly, and a finer point works well for you. But it needs to be black, and you need to be something that's easily read. I'm seeing you thinking about using a computer. The problem with the computer is you may not be able to read it very well. If you want to transfer the information into the computer, that may seem like double effort. But this portable one that I'm looking at may not be as efficient and as effective a tool as a plain old piece of paper and a pen. But anyway, you're going to find yourself making notes, and you might also want to consider having a tape recorder, maybe an electronic one, where you can actually turn on the recorder so that you'll have the accuracy of what actually was said, not assumptions, because sometimes your mind moves on multiple levels, and you want to be sure that you are not allowing your thoughts to interfere with what is actually being stated at this meeting. And I'm watching you with interest because I think that once you start assessing information, you're going to realize that there is so much emotion involved with this group that they're not hearing things correctly. And so by your being this astute and thoughtful and thorough, you're soon going to become the person that's going to be relied on for hearing things clearly and properly. And that's going to be very, very important for you. Money is an issue that I'm seeing being alleviated. There is going to be something here that's going to bring in a very good feel about the financial flow. I think you're opening a whole new door in a career direction that I think you peaked at once long ago, but you thought, I just don't want to be bothered with that. And all of a sudden, you're going to peek through that door again. You're going to say, I can not just peek, I can walk through this door of opportunity. And it's going to take you on a whole new journey. Lots of traveling here that I'm looking at with you, so I think you're going to have a pretty busy schedule. And don't worry about buying a whole bunch of stuff for people for the holidays. Just create something where that's not going to be necessary. Maybe have a big potluck or something and say, look, no gifts. Let's just get together and share stories. Let's just have a good time, make your favorite dish, come on over, and have that time of sharing and enjoyment of the people that you're going to want to interact with. Take the pressure off of yourself and off of others. You don't need to play the role as it has been done in the past. Not required. Do you have a question for me?
Well,
Michael? Michael, let me say this. I've got to take a break for just a minute. Will you stay on the line? Okay.
Yeah, sure, sure.
I apologize for interrupting you, Michael. I just took a look at the clock. I have a tendency to be gabby and not look at my clock like I'm supposed to. But we have to take a break here for just a moment when we
come back.
Wonderful. And if you'd like to call in to me, 888-815-9756. We're taking a break. We'll be back with Michael in just a moment.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you want to chat, 888-815-9756. Let's go back to Michael. Michael, thank you for being so patient and waiting. What's your question for me?
Yes, I have a hearing tomorrow with a former employer and the unemployment department, and they're claiming certain things that aren't true. I'm wondering how I'm going to come out of that meeting.
Well, I think, Michael, what you need to do is to present the facts, present the information. And I think it's going to work out okay, but you need to be able, when you go in, if you know what they're making statements about, which is public record, it will be there for you to see, but you want to be sure that you understand exactly what they're claiming, and you want to be able to give the information that is substantiated in there. I don't think there's going to be much of a problem, but I do think that you need to keep in mind that there is a lot of agitation that is being experienced by the people that are making the objection to your having a claim. And I think you just need to be truthful. That's all.
That's all I ever am, so that's not a problem for me.
Yeah, be truthful, but listen carefully to what is said, because sometimes there's a play with words. So just listen carefully, be honest, and I think it's pretty much going to work out for you. But it is something, attention to detail will make a difference.
Okay, that sounds good.
But eventually you're going to be having a replacement job anyway. So this is something that I don't think is going to be that long term.
The job that I'm in now?
No. You're going to have something new.
Oh, something new.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you've been right with my son, so we'll look forward to it then.
Well, then just be prepared. There's going to be an opportunity coming your way. I think it'll be around December, but it could actually come into play about middle February to April. So it's somewhere in that time frame.
That sounds great. I appreciate it. Take a
You're
good
more
work.
Than welcome.
Thank you.
You're very
Goodbye.
Welcome, Michael. Donna Sebo here. Don't forget, if you're in the state of Washington, you can meet with me one-on-one for a mini private consultation, and that is at the Emerald Spiral Expo on Kent Commons in Kent, Washington. So check it out. Hi, this is Donna. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
First initial is B, and I'm calling from L.A.
From L.A. Welcome to the show, Bea. The first thing I'm looking at with you is that you must watch what you say. You often find that your mind works very, very quickly. You are a person that is a very effective problem solver, but you don't think before you speak, and you need to learn to do that. You need to slow the mind down enough, even if you've got a resolution to a particular situation. That really would work. You're very efficient at this. You don't talk down to people, and you just don't blurt it out. You have a very authoritative tone when you're speaking, and sometimes people are taking offense. Now, this has been a part of you all of your life. It's just your responsibility, just who you are. You're a natural leader, but you need to refine certain things about yourself so that you will be able to do what is necessary. And I want you to be alert to that. Now, I know we've got another caller that's trying to get in, but I want to say to you, I'm not saying this to put you down. I'm making it a statement because I want you to be alert and I want you to be aware. I would encourage you to take up something like Toastmasters so that you could refine your speaking skills and understand how to use your voice. But think before you speak, and you won't have the conflicts that sometimes have evolved because you have thought without, or you have spoken without thinking first. Excuse me. What would you like to ask me today?
Wow. Let me think about it. Wait.
No. Okay, I like that. That was good. I like that. Thank you.
I guess my question is my career, because I feel like it's like a standstill and it's not moving any further, and I'm feeling like either I change my career or I stick it out and I'm just not.
What are you doing, hon? What would you like to do?
Act. I would love to be acting. It just seems like it's at a standstill right now.
Well, it is, and there's a lot of things going on, but keep yourself visible. Keep yourself visible if there's little theater, and I know you're not getting paid for little theater, but that's okay. What you want to do is keep yourself visible. And if you have a friend that's good at taking photographs, whatever you do, then go ahead and have the photos taken. You want to continue to build your portfolio.
Okay.
And I think you will do well. I think you do well.
Okay.
I think you're getting some advertising jobs. I'm going to have to go, dear. I got another caller. I'm trying to get in.
Okay, great. Thanks.
You're welcome,
bye.
Hon. Best of luck to you. Bye-bye. This is
Donna
Sebo. Who else is on the line now?
Hi.
Hello? Hi, caller. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Nancy. Calling from the Tucson area.
Hi, Nancy. In Tucson, where I know the sun is shining, we could use a little bit here in the Pacific Northwest, so send us some. Anyway, I know we're running out of time here, and I want to do something I normally don't do. I want you to ask me your question so I can answer it, because I don't have a time to do it spontaneous with you.
I'm calling about job and going to work.
All right. You've got 1, 2, 3 opportunities that are right in front of you. Two of them are not exciting at all. But there are these opportunities for you to have the work. And the number 3 positioning is something that I think you would do on a private contracting type of a status. And I would just say keep putting yourself out there. I'll give you an example. There's someone I was talking with just last week who is a brilliant engineer, someone that has a great deal of education. He lost his job. He was laid off. He ended up working at a convenience store. And he finally now is getting an opportunity to do some other stuff, but he kept up his consulting work on the side. And so he's been doing a balancing act. But he worked in a positioning that put the bread and butter on the table, so to speak. So just be aware that you've got 2 situations that aren't going to be exciting regarding pay, but there will be one that will be there also. But that comes about a little bit later. So don't give up. It's there for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and I'm sorry I couldn't talk to you longer, but we're out of time. My goodness, this is Donna Sebo. I'm so sorry I couldn't talk longer with the rest of you. But anyway, remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about laughter, tears, and silence with Pragito Dove. And we're going to have an interesting time, I think, about that very subject. And it's not going to be as sad as you might think. No, no, no. There's going to be a lot to give you. Have a fabulous day. Don't forget, you can always listen to the archives here on VBSRadio.com, Station 1, The Donna Sebo Show. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.